Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Welcome to our Japa inspiration. Let us start today with a simple question. Who are you? Who are you when everything which is not you is taken away? The answer of this question will immediately bring us to what is called a purified state of existence. A state from where japa is very easily done. Krishna is our cause, and we are coming from Him. We have a relationship. When we do japa and we are not aware of this relationship, when we are not focused on this, then our mind will still in some ways either wander in the material world or just be switched off and not tuned into the reality. For so many long years, lifetimes, millions, trillions of yugas, we were separated from Krishna. Why? Because our mind was not tuned on this level where we understood, I only belong to you, my Lord. By my nature, I'm your eternal servant. But because of some misfortune, I'm separated from you. At least I feel like this. Since time immemorial, I have been identifying myself with this body and my mind, and I've continuously wandered in the repeated cycle of birth and death. So many sufferings I have encountered. They are called the threefold miseries. But now something has happened. This chain of ignorance is destroyed by some unimaginable good fortune. I've met a spiritual master. I've met Srila Prabhupada. And I know now that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. That I'm really an infinitesimal, small, spiritual being, completely apart from this gross and subtle body. Now, by the instructions of my spiritual master, I've obtained the good fortune of being able to serve His lotus feet and the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Krishna. This simple understanding purifies us. It's called Buddha Shuddhi. It says in the Hari Bhakti Vilas that unless a person performs the Buddha Shuddhi ritual, none of his spiritual activities, yagyas, taking baths in holy rivers, giving charity, etc. None of all this and none of his japa is fruitful. It doesn't bring the desired effect. So let us chant from the spiritual level. Let us raise our consciousness by spiritual knowledge, by our faith, to that level and chant from there. And you can be rest assured, Krishna will think, oh, this person is now calling for me. wow, this person has woken up, or at least tries to wake up. Allah, now I'm coming. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.